There's so much life to live, but not enough life to live it in. That's why the Experience Corporation exists. Our mission is to capture every imaginable experience, every combination of events, every perspective. We only select the most experienced experiencers, those who naturally get the most out of life, so you can live to the fullest, and then some. I could go on, but why don't you experience it for yourself? Only at the Experience Corporation. Experience the world.
Thank you, and welcome to the X-Corp family. Next.
Hi, I'm...
Hi. Employee number, please.
498369.
Any trouble finding your room?
Nope, I'm all moved in.
Good. Now I'm going to talk you through your pod placement, matching it with your experience partner, and issuing your company communicator. But don't worry, you'll still have a few days to settle in before you start. Does that sound good to you?
Yes, it sounds great. You wouldn't believe how many times I've imagined this.
So, your pod assignment will narrow the scope of the experiences you will be gathering.
I'm familiar with the process. Could we skip to the pod placement?
No difference to me. Just to confirm, you are Delmont here for experiencer training.
Yep, that's me.
Perfect. So, Delmont, you will be a member of the Stranger Experiences pod.
Sorry, that must be a different Delmont.
Nope, it's you. I have your picture right here. It's a bit unflattering, but definitely you.
The light was in my eyes. Look, there has to be a mix-up. I applied to be in a magic-related pod. It's my field of study and my reason to live. I mean, it's my passion.
Okay, great. Those skills should serve you well in the field. Now here is your communicator, and I'll link it with your new partner.
Are you sure there is nothing I can do or someone else I can talk to?
From now on, you can go to your pod leader for any work-related issues.
No. No, see, I want to be in a magic pod. I don't even need to be an experiencer anymore. I can be an assistant or a lab tech or... I mean, fine, I'll even mop the floors, but...
If you'd like, you may reach out to your partner to begin socializing before your first day. We found it helps new employees acclimate a little better.
I sort of feel like I'm talking to myself here.
Thank you for your patience, and welcome to the X-Corp family. Next in line, please.
There has to be some transfer form I can fill or appeal process I can start. And look, I have a degree.
He said next. Move out of the way.
No one is talking to you. Please, is there anything else you can do?
No. And if you can't take that as an answer, I can call security. But that wouldn't be a fun experience for either of us.
You don't understand. I need to be doing magic. It's the only reason I applied.
X-Corp headquarters security.
Hello. I have a new experiencer that needs some help getting back to their apartment.
Experience the world through eyes not unlike your own. Take in the feeling just like the real thing. Experience the world now. So what are you waiting for? See it, hear it, touch it, feel it, love it, live it the X-Corp way. What will you experience today? Get a job, sign a lease, dig a hole, steal a car, cast a spell, be a star, do it all over again. Brought to you by the Experience Corporation. What will you experience today?
Come on. Pick up, pick up, pick up.
You're good to go for Cameo.
Cameo, I've been calling you all morning. What are you doing? The morning meeting is starting.
Oh, Delmont. Sorry, I lost track of time.
It's 8:30. Are you at the store right now?
Perhaps. Why?
Because I want to get a good assignment today. You've been late for assignments all week, and we always get the bottom of the barrel.
It's just my partner. Oh, from work. Not, like, romantically.
Plus, I hate covering for you.
Oh, no, Delmont can cover for me. I'll be there soon. It'll be fine. Trust me. Ooh, and save me a seat.
Communication ended.
Maybe Leslie won't notice this time.
All right, registration for the next interdepartmental company retreat ends Friday. Mama Stromboli's people, so you really don't want to miss it. Oh, Delmont, you were gone for a while. Is everything okay?
It's great, Over here, Leslie.
That's a weird way to answer that question, but okay, where was I? That was my last announcement, so let's get into our daily inspiration.
Good morning, experiencers of the Stranger Encounters Pod.
Good morning.
Let's take this moment to look toward our day ahead, but let's not forget to appreciate the moment. From the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep, and every moment in between. Experience each moment like it's a snowflake in the palm of your hand, melting into your skin. Never to be seen again, but living on for eternity in your heart. Thank you for sharing this moment with me. And remember to experience the world.
How inspiring. Okay, it's that time again, folks.
Leslie.
Yes, Riley?
Cameo still isn't here. Has anyone heard from him? Should we be worried?
They said they will be here soon, but thanks for your concern, Riley.
How soon?
Like, now? No, really any second, I swear.
Okay, that may be, but punctuality is one of our 27 keys to professional success.
Ooh, that is number 19, if I'm not mistaken.
To be fair to everybody else, you'll be getting the most basic assignment in today's caseload.
Leslie, is there...
Assignment parameters added. Protect a stranger's unaccompanied laptop in a public place.
Oh, perfect for your skill level, Delmont.
Let this be a lesson to the rest of you. Exceptional performance in the field is not a substitute for professionalism. Okay, I never enjoy this part of the job. To get us started, we have a request for someone to touch as many strangers' noses as they can in a day. Jeremy, how many times do I tell you we don't use words?
I'm never gonna make it to a magic pod.
All right, everybody, let's get out there and get those experiences.
Hey, can I touch all your noses?
Put that in your mouth.
Leslie, hi, Leslie? Yeah, sorry, I just wanted to apologize for Cameo. I know they've been late lately, but I just don't want it to reflect on my performance.
You've been producing quality work, Delmont.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad. So just maybe, just a thought since Cameo is missing. Possibly forever. I thought maybe I could just tag along with another team or get a new partner.
Is there an interpersonal issue between you and Cameo?
Well, no. Nothing serious. You know, we just go about the job differently.
I see.
I love this pod. I just, you know, I think I'd be a better fit in the magic department.
X-Corp values all experiences equally, both the magical and the mundane. Just because it's a simple assignment doesn't mean you have to experience it simply.
Yes, of course.
Look, if you are really unhappy, I could put you back through the placement algorithm, but it's a bit of a crapshoot, and there are many, many worse pods out there, and I mean much worse. It's also a lot of paperwork on my end, so please think about it.
And Cameo still isn't here.
Sorry I'm late. Oh, hey, where is everyone?
They left because the meeting was over.
Dang it. Well, I'm sorry for being so late, but I did stop to get you these macaroons to apologize. Hey, that was rude. Hey, wait up. Delmont, Deli.
Hurry up, please. I don't want to wait for the next shuttle.
Let's just try to be mindful of our surroundings.
Welcome aboard, Delmont.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. We're in a bit of a rush.
Welcome aboard, Cameo.
Ba-ba-da-ba-da-da-da. Can you not?
Oh, sure.
Thanks.
You're awfully quiet.
I'd say it's the perfect amount of quiet.
All right. Say less. I'm fine with quiet. So, what is today's mission?
Today's assignment is mind-numbingly boring, thanks to you.
I think I'm gonna need a bit more to go off of.
Well, have you ever had someone ask you to watch their laptop, like at a library or a
coffee shop or something?
Yeah.
That's it.
Just watching someone else's laptop?
Yep.
You know, that's kind of coincidental because recently, well, did I ever tell you about the time my laptop was stolen? My brand new Zaptop Pro? It was the one you fixed for me on your first week with the missing F key. Oh my gosh, I just wish I had someone to watch that laptop, you know what I mean? Well, it all started when I was eating lunch in the park, some leftover pasta. No. A sandwich.
Door's closing.
Nah. Definitely old pasta.
There was on the laptop and in the pasta.
Then I looked back and my laptop was gone. Can you believe it? Never trust a mime with your wallet, I guess. I just wish I could have saved my laptop too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Delmont, you seem like you're somewhere else today. Can we wrap?
Can we just please hurry? I'd like to get this over with so I can go home and work on my other projects.
Get this over with? Come on, we have a wonderful day of experiencing ahead of us.
We have a day of watching a laptop ahead of us.
And who knows what's gonna happen? We get to come into work every day and do something completely different from the day before. Who else gets to do that, huh? I'm sorry I was late this morning. I promised Miss Dubois I'd help her with her groceries, and she's such a chatterbox, and she had so much bird litter to buy. What if we do something you want to do while we work?
Like what?
I don't know, whatever you want. Live every moment, remember?
You weren't even there for that.
Yeah, because I was living in the moment.
Well, there is this new invention I need some help with.
Yes!
Oh. Okay. I mean, I was going to ask Catnip to help me test it, but you'd work too.
Did you say test?
Oh, look. We're here.
Hi. Welcome to Head in the Grounds. I can get you anything. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, can I get you anything? I always make that mistake.
Just stopping in.
It happens to the best of us.
Those tables over there should work. Here, give me your ear.
Oh, gosh, that's cold. Okay.
You agree to this. Now, go sit over there.
And what exactly did I agree to?
Just hold still.
There. Is it working?
Wait, your lips aren't moving. How did... Delmont, have you been using that ventriloquism book I gave you, Dummies for Dummies?
Look, the earpieces connect to our X-chips and sustain a telepathic neural connection between us. Like two cans with a string attached.
Oh, to keep it from flying away.
Yeah, sure.
How do I activate it?
Just think, as you would normally. I don't know the range on the connection, so I'll just be a few tables away.
You don't want to sit with me?
It'd be better if I test the earpiece over there, alone.
Okay, yeah, no problem, cool. I guess I just wait for someone to ask me to watch their laptop then. Any minute now. Any minute now.
Open assignment log, date mark 5337. Assignment 32, protect a stranger's laptop. Nothing to report, still need to find a laptop.
How long have we been here?
35 minutes.
You know, I love experiencing the moment, just not usually this many of them.
This is what happens when you don't show up for the meeting.
Excuse me, could you watch my laptop for me?
Yes, please. Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Oh, okay. That was easy.
I will protect this darling baby laptop with my life. My laptop was coincidentally just stolen. The prime suspect is a mime, so look out.
Cameo, calm down. Coming on too strong.
It'll just be a couple hours. I gotta take my stepson to see a movie. It's a double feature.
I'm on the case.
Cool, thanks.
A double feature? Who leaves their laptop with a stranger for hours?
Our new best friend. This is the experience life handed us. Let's grasp it.
If only he was this dedicated to getting better assignments.
I did actually hear that one.
Sorry.
Nah, it's cool.
Log update 2. Cameo and the laptop are in position. Cameo appears to be writing something on a napkin.
I'm writing a secret, don't tell.
Excuse me, would you mind opening this jar for me? My hands aren't what they used to be.
Yeah, sorry, I'm busy.
You don't look busy. Looks like you're just sitting there, like you have for the last hour, with some very, unoccupied hands.
Look, why don't you just ask someone else?
But you're right here.
Why do you have a jar of preserves at a coffee shop anyway?
I brought it from home. The scones here are quite dry. They hurt the roof of my mouth.
Here.
Oh, thank you. So strong and young.
What's going on with people today?
Cameo, why are you stacking all those tables and chairs around you?
Huh? What? Who's that? Oh, yeah, your piece. Duh. This is my furniture fort to help secure my perimeter.
The assignment didn't say anything about building a fort.
No, that's all in the subtext. But the chair fort didn't take me as long as I thought, so now I'm thinking I might add an espresso mode, but I don't know. Is that tacky?
Listen, Cameo, I'm not going to help you entertain yourself, all right? We're in this mess because of you, and now we just need to deal with the consequences, okay? So just sit, watch the laptop, and stop thinking, please.
Fine, okay, I'll just wait. Just wait. Not a thought in my dang head. Just complete zeros and ones up there. Void. Blank.
Log update 4. Cameo has stopped pacing around the laptop, but if someone gets too close, we'll hiss at them. Log update 11. Cameo is on his fourth shot of espresso. Laptop is still secure. Log update 14. I've added the laptop to my comm system, so if anyone wants to take it, they can, and it'll be fine. Log update 26. That old guy still hasn't finished a scone. Log update 44. Actually nothing new to report.
Delmont?
What? Something happening?
Oh, no, still nothing. Our walls hold strong, my liege. No enemies within sight. But I do really have to go to the bathroom.
I told you not to drink those shots of espresso.
Those are for my model moat. It's watching everyone else drink coffee. You know I have a sympathetic bladder.
Just make it quick.
I'll just find someone else to watch it.
No, I can see it from here. It's fine.
Good morning, fellow coffee patron and potential new friend. Pardon my interruption, but may I request a teensy little favor?
Oh, yes. You're much nicer than your stalker over there. What would you like?
So, my new best friend asked me to watch her laptop because she's going to see a double feature with her stepson, but now I need to go to the bathroom. Would you mind metaphorically holding down my literal fort?
To be honest, I'm a bit confused, but I can do my best.
Awesome, thank you. Nothing has happened for the last 3 hours, so I'm sure it'll be fine. Be right back.
Have fun in there.
Oh, okay.
What a peaceful bathroom.
Cameo.
Oh, snap. You cannot keep startling me like that.
No, someone just took the laptop and ran out.
My kingdom. I have to stop them. This is the perfect moment for the experience. Could you just ask the thief to hold on a minute?
That's not how that works. You need to hurry. They're getting away.
Okay, I'm on my way.
I trusted you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Delmont, where are you?
Cameo. I started hearing the laptop thief, but they're moving fast. Just follow my directions.
Which way'd they go?
Go left, and then head down the alley with the person playing the sad tambourine.
Yeah, got it.
She leaves.
Then turn to the insect head shop, and go until you reach the Onion Boy's billboard.
Okay, sure.
Boy, these chips sure taste like
nuts. Take a sharp right, then slip under the bridge with the crusty troll who's always trying to sell you something.
Okay.
Hey, kid, what about this bag of lightly used rubber gloves?
No thank you.
That's Daryl.
You're getting close. Just make it past that group of kids on the field trip to see the Forever Hole.
And that concludes our tour. Any questions?
Excuse me, does the Forever Hole really go on forever?
Yes. Or else it would just be a regular hole.
Sorry, escort business.
And that concludes our tour.
All this running makes me feel so alive. Oh yeah, I feel like a machine. Is this what a running high feels like? I'm ready for anything. Where to next? I can go. Oh, there you are. Hi, Delmont.
Hi, Cameo. I think we just missed them. I lost a signal. It just cuts out right here.
But this alley's a dead end.
I can see that, Cameo. Just let me think.
There's nothing up here. Maybe we should check down.
Put that down. You're gonna hurt yourself.
I think the thief went...
down here.
Well, let's see. Huh. Thief must have ditched it after they noticed they were being followed.
Oh, that's easy then. We'll just go down the sewer and get it.
You're joking, right?
No, we need to finish the experience.
We did. We watched a laptop in a coffee shop all morning.
And now we're getting it back.
I'm not climbing into the sewer. I have a degree in technical magic applications.
We're professional experiencers, and this is just part of the experience.
You can't be serious. We've gathered enough data. Let's go home.
Delmont, we aren't running through the city just to check a box, complete the mission, and go home. We're here to have the best experience possible. If it ends right here, that wouldn't be much of an ending at all. We want to win. We want to feel triumphant. That's what makes a good experience. But we can only do that together. Come on.
I don't know if I can do that.
Of course you can. Come on. We don't want to lose the signal.
But I...
Delmont, get in the hole.
Log update. We are in a smelly sewer and Cameo won't let us leave.
I smell worse on the job. Why are you always talking to your communicator like that?
Oh, I like to review our performance for areas of improvement.
Maybe your reviewing is getting in the way of your performance.
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
It's probably just a roach rat.
Probably. I can hardly see my own nose down here.
We can turn back.
Oh, don't worry, friend.
Colleague.
Friend, let me check my bag of secrets.
Fanny pack.
Utility belt. I got these from a matchmaker. Let me just strike one up.
Cameo, what are you doing?
Trying to light a match?
You cannot light a match down here. The biofuel runoff in Three Cloud City is enough to blast us into the above ground.
Oh. Well, the more you know.
Just be careful. I don't want to die in the sewer. Thankfully, I think we're getting close.
Two roads diverge in a smelly sewer. Which do we take?
Wait, that can't be right.
I'll take that as a left, then.
No, I'm getting a reading from the tunnel to the left and to the right.
Well, that's odd.
Ugh, company issue tech never works. No. No, 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 no! I lost the signal.
Well, which tunnel do you think we should go to?
I don't know. Just let me think.
There's no time. Come on, Delmont. You're an experiencer. What does your gut say?
That I should have skipped breakfast this morning.
No, your stomach is not your gut. Clear your mind and listen.
That wasn't my gut.
Hey, who's there?
Looks like we're back in action. Cameo?
I don't know what's going on or who you are, but I'm warning you. I'm scrappy.
If you want to find out more about the world of ready-made utopia, you can follow us on any of the major social media platforms or visit readymadeutopia.com. You can support the podcast by joining the Ready-Made Utopia Patreon or by visiting our online shop. Word of mouth does so much to help us reach a wider audience, so if you enjoyed the show, please tell a friend, rate, and review us on your podcast player. On behalf of the entire Experience Corporation team, thank you so much. The world of Ready-Made Utopia is created by Kate Nichols and Vanessa Thurlow. The role of Delmont is played by Len Sheth and Cameo is played by Samuel Levitt. This episode features Britt Meyer as Leslie, Matthew Sneed as Riley, and Julia Crowley as Lola. This episode was written, directed, and produced by Caleb Davey. Vanessa Thurlow is director of sound design, producer, and composer. Theme song written by Vanessa Thurlow and Len Sheth, performed by Christian Rasmussen. Our show art was created by Kate Nichols. Our executive producers are Susan Fair, Bob Levitt, Louise and Raj, and the Elsner family. Full credits can be found in the show notes. Until next time, don't forget to experience the world.